This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's mid-December, and that's the season for members of Congress to sneak in holiday appearances as they jet between home and the lame duck session in Washington. Senator Scott Brown was at the Greater Boston Food Bank today, stuffing juice boxes and Fig Newtons in backpacks for the food bank's Backpacks for Kids program. Now Brown is already on his way back to Capitol Hill, as Senate leaders are expected to vote on a compromise that would extend the Bush tax cuts for all Americans and also extend unemployment benefits for millions of people out of work. WBUR's Fred Tice was at the food bank today where Scott Brown was. Hi, Fred.
Hey, Sasha.
So, Fred, did having Scott Brown there turn this event into a media circus?
A bit, yeah. There were cameras all over the place and people sticking their microphones in Scott Brown's face. It was a pretty interesting event. There were these conveyor belts going around. Scott Brown was trying to stuff the bags. And at some point, one of the workers said, I feel like I'm in that episode of I Love Lucy where the conveyor belt starts going too quickly because stuff was just piling up and they couldn't
because
get into the bags.
Scott Brown was so busy answering questions, he couldn't stuff the bags.
Well, the mechanics of the conveyor belt weren't working too well, and the volunteers really liked it because they got to ask him questions like, have your daughters forgiven you for that night that you talked about them, the night you won the election. So,
well, I'm sure what reporters must have wanted to talk to him about was how do you plan to vote on this tax cut compromise bill when you go back to Washington? Did he address that issue head on?
Yeah, head on, and he will support it this afternoon, very categorically. And here's why he says he will support it.
To get some certainty and stability, which is what the people need and what businesses need in this country, is very, very important. I commend the president. I'm going to support it, and I encourage our colleagues to do the same.
So he says he's going to do it pretty clearly.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, the other big issue that could see a vote in this lame duck session is this repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Now, Scott Brown's position has evolved on this, you might say. Could you tell us, or did he talk about what he plans to do?
He says he is going to support Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
A repeal of?
Yeah, the repeal of it, excuse me, yeah.
Senator, just one on the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. You'd be willing to vote for that as part of the defense appropriations?
Providing we can go through the usual structure and have the amendment process, because it's not just about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. There are other things that are very, very important in that bill that need to be fixed and addressed. I made that very public and very clear, not to anyone who's listening and who doesn't want to kind of distort things. It took, as I said, I would read the report. I would meet with the generals on the ground and the service chiefs and Secretary Gates and everybody else and make my decision. I made my decision. It's pretty clear. I'm going to support it when it comes up. And it can come up next week and come up next year. I'll support it.
And he says he will support it this year if it comes up. He just needs to have the tax vote come up. And you heard him here say that he would even support it if it comes as part of a package of defense appropriations, something that Republicans don't like. But
right.
He would do it.
This is Senate President Harry Reid, who's threatened to attach Don't Ask, Don't Tell to the defense appropriation bill, which, as you're saying, Republicans don't like. But Scott Brown is saying even if he does that, that's not going to prevent him from voting for a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
You got it.
Okay. Now, Fred, finally, we're just hearing that a federal judge in Virginia has struck down the national health reform law, the national health care reform law, on the basis that it requires all Americans to purchase insurance and that that's unconstitutional. Now, Senator Brown opposed that law, and yet we in Massachusetts do require our citizens to buy health insurance. So did Brown comment at all on the judge's decision today?
He did not have any comment on how this might affect Massachusetts, but he did say that the judge's decision today showed that it's a bad idea to have a federal law, a one-size-fits-all law for the entire country, and that it shows that, because it raises constitutional issues, and it shows that each state, he says, should be able to devise its own law. But again, it still raises that question, which we didn't ask him really, and which he didn't answer, about what this does to the Massachusetts law.
So that we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Fred Tice, thank you very much for all that.
You're very welcome.
Coming up in just a minute, we'll talk with the author of a Boston Globe series that examines the role of federal disability payments to poor children and their families and the negative consequences that can potentially have. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.